We can do it. Oh boy, we're live. What's up, everyone?
Get over here.
Hope you're all doing better than I am. I've been sick as a dog the last kind of 48 hours, just kind of coming out of it, but still feel pretty terrible. So this will be short today, but I did want to check in before the weekend hits us and before I leave for Indianapolis on Monday. And because I was out sick yesterday, I got to lie in bed and watch the Legacy series from the Green Bay Packers, which dropped on their app. I watched it on Apple TV. You can watch it on Amazon streaming service. You can download their app on. And it is absolutely outstanding. I cannot recommend it enough. They're releasing the DVD, I believe it's a Blu-ray DVD set, in March. So it's in a couple weeks. But you can watch the whole thing on their app right now. And I got to tell you, it is 10 hours of Packers goodness. The early years stuff, from their time as a town team through the 20s and 30s into the 40s, is absolutely outstanding. It's the best work I've ever seen on that period of the franchise. There's great stuff from the 70s and 80s. Probably my favorite moment in the entire thing is watching Rock get upset all these years later about how Bart Starr was fired when he was coach, obviously. It's the whole thing is incredible. You get into the later stuff, more recent events. Obviously, it's very milquetoast, very watered down. A noticeable PR sheen has been put over everything. Understandably, it's produced by the team. They're not going to, the way the whole Brett Favre, Summer of Favre 2008 thing is almost kind of skimmed over. You knew that was going to happen. And it ends after McCarthy is let go and before LaFleur was hired, which I think makes sense. But yeah, the whole thing is absolutely outstanding. I cannot recommend it enough. I don't recommend getting sick and freeing up all the time to watch it that way, but it's incredible. The series is absolutely incredible. There's some really great behind-the-scenes stuff. And I just, yes, I 100% two thumbs up. Love it. Watch it. Learn it. Live it. What's up, everybody, in the comments? Good to see everybody. Nag's looking like a young Jeff Goldblum today. I don't know about that. A sick Jeff Goldblum, maybe. Currently reading The People's Team. Besides being an amazing book, I can say the picture or Gretchen. Yeah, that book is amazing. And Cheesehead TV gets a shout out at the end. Really nervous about the offensive line. I would imagine maybe because you're trepidatious about what's going to happen at right tackle. But you know what? It's late February, not quite even March yet. There'll be plenty of time to worry about the offensive line once the draft and free agency have come and gone. But until then, fret not, my friend. Brian Gutekunst is in control. I do think they'll let Bulaga walk. We've talked about that a lot here. I'm very interested to see what plan they have after they allow that to happen. Maybe it's as simple as kicking out Billy Turner to right tackle. I know that's been brought up a lot. I'm not a huge fan of that idea. But, again, we'll see exactly how they go about making that move. Nags, do you have a relationship with Matt Miller from your BR days? I like his draft takes. Nick, I love Matt. He's one of my closest friends in the business. Don't really get to hang out with him and talk to him as much as I used to, obviously. When we worked together, we saw each other every day. But I'll catch up with him next week in Indy. We'll definitely have beers. He'll definitely be on Nagler's Never Right at some point leading up to the draft. And I'm with you. I think he's one of the hardest working guys in the biz. He's a grinder, does it day in, day out, 365. Great guy, too. I'm not carrying the G because I'm excited for baseball. Nah, don't let Corey beat you into that idea. You can be as excited for baseball as you want. I think there'll be plenty of Packers players going to Brewers games this summer. Carry the G all the way to Miller Park. Or soon to be whatever the family bank nonsense it's going to be. Family insurance, right? Lord. Bring Michael Cohen to Cheesehead TV. I wish I could. Can't afford the guy. He needs to make an earning, a living wage. And we sure as hell don't pay that at Cheesehead TV. Stay safe, Nags, from the virus. Yeah, a lot of people in masks out here in New York. Good times. James, love you too. Thanks for stopping by. Has the weird guy showed up yet? Not yet. I'm sure he's on his way. Are you sick? Yes, I'm sick as a dog. I was bedridden all day yesterday. So apologize for not having a chat yesterday. I am going to cut this one pretty short today. But I did want to jump on and tell you guys about the Legacy Series and encourage you to download it, view it. It's amazing. Stream it at the Packers app on Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, wherever you stream your stuff. Just wanted to talk a little bit about that. Oh, and the Packers got an additional sixth-round pick for the Reggie Gilbert trade. They've got a compensatory pick. Was reported by Bill Huber, was the first to have it. It may be out there officially now, but that's another draft pick on day three for Brian Gutekunst to utilize and or play with. Did I forget to wash my butt? I did not, but got sick anyway. The picture of you and Corey in the book, though, doesn't look like you guys at all. That was a long time ago. That's from our time when Corey lived up in Inwood. Many moons ago. Aaron, I'm not sure if you mentioned it already. Any insight into the meeting Brian Gutekunst had with the media today? I think it was just a pre-combine sit-down thing. I saw some quotes out there. I haven't seen any other thing outside of that. I think they're doing that because my hunch is, Waller's, the NPR, he had been getting the beat together for like a working lunch, basically, where we could quote Coach and Gutekunst. That was my last year on the beat. He started that. But because of the combine schedule, it is absolutely jam-packed. We get Coach and Gutekunst on Tuesday morning, and wide receivers and some of the quarterbacks will be talking at the same time. So, and then they're doing workouts at night. So I think there's just so much going on. I'm pretty sure he decided to have that kind of lunch, sit down, whatever, prior to the combine rather than during it. Taylor Gabriel reunion with Matt LaFleur, Patrick, I put up as a maybe on Twitter. That definitely makes a world of sense. That's one of those free agent signings that didn't quite work out for the Bears, and now he'll be free on the open market again, and the Packers could sign him because he was cut. And doesn't count towards the compensatory picks. I mean, they could sign him anyway, but that makes it a little bit more attractive. I think his speed would be a welcome addition to the offense. And as you indicate, he's got a history with LaFleur. So, yeah, I think there's a strong possibility that he gets a phone call, definitely. Oh, Javier, thank you so much. Get well, nice. Love for all the Cheesehead TV content. Oh, that's mighty generous of you. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is a big if, but if we get Gabriel, Austin Hooper for cheap, both worked with LaFleur and figured out the right tackle spot, do we draft a QB round one? I don't think one has to do with the other. If they draft a QB, it's because they love the QB. And they think, especially early, if they draft him at 30 or if they even hell move up for a guy. But if they draft a quarterback early, it's because they love him. It's totally separate from any other move they make this offseason, either in the draft or free agency. That's a piece where if you love the guy and that is your guy, you go get him, you take him, and the rest of it doesn't matter. I tend to think that's how Gutekunst feels about it, having talked to him both on the record and off about it. If there's a guy he absolutely loves, I think he's going to go get the guy. Snacks next to Kenny, good luck running up the gut. Oh, man, I saw Snacks Harrison is going to continue to play after being let go by the Lions. I would love him in Green Bay. I tend to think someone's going to pay him probably a big amount of money for on a one-year deal that the Packers won't be able to compete with. I'd be surprised if he didn't get a phone call from a 920 area code, though. It makes a world of sense. what's my take on the new CBA? It's hard to say without going on at length because there's a lot in there as far as the ownership clearly trying to dangle a few things in front of players, and it's tough for them because they don't have, outside of kicking in a ton more on the revenue side, which they've upped it to, I think, 48%. I mean, the guys, they were at 55, the players were at 55% prior to this last CBA. So this idea that they're going to, we're going to dangle, like getting you back up to maybe 50 is kind of ridiculous to me. But the way I look at it, it's ownership really struggling with how can we appease the rank and file, the guys down the line. It's easy for the J.J. Watts and David Bakhtiaris of the world to come out and say it's a non-starter because they're set, But a guy living paycheck to paycheck who plays special teams and may get cut next week, or maybe, you know, knows his shelf life in the NFL is 3 years or under. He wants those checks, and he's not going to miss games. So there's a good chance that if they put enough in there, like the five-day acclimation period for training camp, the extra three-day weekend prior to the season starting, whatever they're going to do with the 17-game schedule as far as where they're going to play that odd game, et cetera. All these things are just enough sprinkled in. Fewer padded practices and things like that. Enough of that from ownership will probably get those rank and file players to vote yes. You know, don't forget, they have to get not just the NFLPA leadership in on this, but every player in every team will get together and have a vote. Last time around, there was two teams. One of them was the Steelers who voted against it, but enough voted yes that it passed. I'll be interested to see if any of the guys talk, any of the players talk after they make this vote. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, I'm giving a speech on Lombardi's life for college. Anything you think needs to be in there? Love the content. Thanks. I mean, obviously, read When Pride Still Mattered, as I'm sure you have. To me, you know, a lot gets talked about in regards to his motivation, how he was viewed as a tyrant, when he was coaching in Green Bay. That was the national kind of perception. But then you talk to Jerry Kramer and guys who played for him and how much they loved him and respected him. I think that's one of the more important aspects that kind of gets lost sometimes. And then the other thing I would say is I absolutely love the bit in the book where they describe, David Marinus describes the drive the Lombardis take from New York to Green Bay. Obviously, his wife and daughter had never been, and son, had never been to Wisconsin, and they drove in, I think, February, and they made the turn around Chicago, and there was music playing, and there was chatter, and it was great. And then they get into Wisconsin, and it's just like this lunar Arctic surface, and all the chatter stops, and the music stops, and it's just a silent ride as they all kind of look around and go, where the hell are we, and what have we gotten into? This idea that he was a New Yorker, and he came to Wisconsin and put Green Bay back on the map. I think that's another thing that is interesting, at least to me. Obviously, I have a connection between both places. That doesn't get talked about a whole lot. It's not well-covered territory. I think that's another thing you could include. Luis, thank you for the super chat. Harrison, Murray, Troy, Dye would be beasts for us. I absolutely agree. I mean, that's a good wish list right there, but I tend to think that's what it is. But yes, absolutely. I agree with that lineup there. Austin, thank you for the super chat. Love this offseason content. What do you think of the XFL thus far? Keep carrying the G. Feel better soon. Thanks, man. the XFL is about what I expected it to be. You know, a lot of people have talked about the quarterback play, which is pretty much it's right where I expected it to be. The offensive line play, to me, is the real problem. Because you can barely field a competent offensive line in the NFL. And now you've got these quarterbacks who are not the greatest behind sieves. Then they're trying to operate on offense. So I enjoy it when I can catch it. It's not appointment viewing. I did see their numbers went down viewing-wise, a pretty decent drop. I think that was to be expected. I think they've done a really good job of marketing. Their social game is on point. If they can get through a season, come back next year, get some guys on NFL squads, and then they can market to players, you know, you get here, you get noticed by NFL teams, etc. Yeah, I think they could become eventually a de facto farm league for the NFL, which I think Oliver Luck has stated that is one possibility and one goal that they have. So I think it's smarter than not to be adversarial with the NFL this time around. And I think they're off to a really strong start. I'm beginning to feel like Gutekunst will wait until round two to grab a wide receiver due to the depth and will pick an offensive tackle or inside defensive lineman at 30. Thoughts? Matthew, I agree with that sentiment, except I think it's going to be an inside linebacker if there's one available. It'll be an interior defender, let's say that, right? Maybe offensive tackle if somebody falls that they deem, you know, worthy as far as a valued pick. But I very much agree. I've seen a lot of people mocking wide receivers to the Packers at 30, and I don't see that at all. I think they will probably wait because of the depth of the class. And, of course, some of this depends on free agency and what kind of holes they fill there. If Gabriel comes on and they get somebody else, then they have the pressing need at wide receiver that they do right now. who knows, right? So we'll see. But I agree with your sentiment as far as waiting on wide receivers and Gutekunst. All right, guys, I'm going to have to jump. I'm sorry this is short today. Please hit like, hit subscribe. And, hey, if you want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month at Patreon, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. I'll be in Indianapolis all next week. I'll be doing chats every day. I'll be getting podcasts up, hopefully some videos. So make sure you're subscribed. Get ready for all the goodness from Indy and the NFL Combine. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack Go.